My name's William Whitney, and this is my testimony. I grew up going to church. When I was 12, I was baptized at a United Methodist church, and I believed I was a Christian. We went to church every Sunday, and I viewed my salvation as a ticket to be punched. I thought I was good to go because of my profession of faith, but sadly, I loved my sin more than the Savior. As I grew older, it became easier and easier to sin and lie about it. I loved the world and the lusts of the world. The whole time I thought I was saved, and that since Jesus had paid the price, I could live however I wanted. When I was 25, the Lord began to draw me to himself. In early 2000, I came to a place of exhaustion and desperation in my life. My dream was to be in a band and play gigs, and I had some success in that. But God was showing me the emptiness of my life and that I needed something else. In God's providence, there were Christian influences in my life at this very time, so I thought, I'll give church another try. I started attending a little United Methodist church in my neighborhood. I attended thinking I was saved, but there was no lordship of Christ over me. I was still dead in my sin, and this realization was growing. 8 months into it, God saved me on August 9th, 2000, at about 8:30 in the morning. It was my 25th birthday. What God used to crush my rebellion was a painful ending to a long-term, sinful relationship I had with a lady. Under conviction, I had ended the relationship a couple of weeks earlier, but that morning, we were meeting for my birthday to go hiking. She gave me the news that she had moved on to be in a relationship with another man. After asking her to leave, I literally got down on my knees and I said to the Lord, I've lived in rebellion against you for 25 years. I don't want to live this life anymore with me in control. Either take over or take my life. It was a very desperate prayer. After calling my sister to tell her what I had done, I went to a Christian bookstore 2 blocks away and bought a study Bible. That day was emotionally violent and filled with much remorse and weeping. But as I read the Bible that day and thereafter, my whole life and all that I saw around me started to make sense. It was like a light had been turned on. My past, present, and future all made sense as I understood it through the lens of Scripture. All of my wickedness from the womb to my 25th birthday did not contain a single pure thought or deed. All of it was taken upon Christ. Punishment, as if it were his very own. As if he had done it. And then the flip side, the great exchange, me, a wretched, wicked sinner, credited with all of Christ's pure thoughts, deeds, and righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I couldn't have expressed it in this language on that day. But I am absolutely certain God's grace extended lordship over my life in that moment and clothed me in his righteousness. My life since coming to know Christ has been grace to grace and glory to glory. It's been supernaturally impacted in every way, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I started off very weak. From August to January, I was barely crawling as a Christian. I went to a revival meeting in January 2001. And God, being rich in mercy, renewed and revived me, and my daily walk was forever changed. I was truly immersed in the love of God. God put in my heart a deep love for his bride, the church. Here I was, very lame, very dorky, 25-year-old guy, now 39. But I wanted to serve my church. I came back from that revival meeting and started a small group for all those in their 20s. There were 3 of us, 2 black women and me. One of them was Kia. We would meet for prayer and fellowship once or twice a month. Our friendship was based solely on Christ because we had nothing else in common. About 8 months later, God opened our eyes to one another, and I started courting Kia, and we were married very shortly thereafter. But the point is this, when God did a work in my heart, it wasn't just me and my Bible and a Lone Ranger mentality. I loved being with God's people, and that is exactly how we are today, and praise God, that is how it is with our children. We have both grown and changed so much, but there's much further to go. I'm daily crushed under the reality of my remaining sinful nature, but God draws me back to his word each morning and to his bride each Sunday. My greatest desire is to know the Lord better through his word. The Christian faith is built for real life, and a good word that I like to describe it is organic, not like the food, but it's very real. It is not contrived or fluffy, and I'm finding the more I understand the Christian faith, it makes perfect sense and is absolutely consistent. Even my remaining sin makes sense. It drives me to Christ alone and to glory in him alone and in his redemption. The gospel exposes my sin. God in his holiness should have nothing to do with me, but because I am in union with Christ, my heart is sensitive to my own depravity, while at the same time filled with awe at God's kindness, mercy, and provision for sinners. It all leads back to Christ. He will save me to the uttermost. As Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. As I come for membership at Living Hope, I want to confess that Jesus Christ is the second person of the Godhead. He is my master, my savior, my Lord. He is the only way to the Father. He is the only way to be adopted as a child of God. He's the only hope at all for any person and for me personally. I've built my life and my family upon a verse that I would like to share with you. It's Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. This is what I am building my family upon, seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness. It's what I've built my life upon. This affects everything we do in life. I've seen God provide, of course, physically, but the greater promise is to provide all we need spiritually and to mature us in Christ. I look forward by God's grace alone to seeing what God has in store for us as we seek his kingdom here at Living Hope. Thank you.